If you've clicked on this link, then I'm here to help you. This podcast is called Own Your Health by me, Katie Brindle, and I am a health practitioner who is here to give you answers. You've either joined me here because you're desperate or in need of a bit of inspiration, or possibly a bit of both. And both things are what I'm here to cover in this podcast. I have come indeed into this space because I was also desperate myself. My story began many years ago after a horrible car accident, which left me with the most crippling of shoulder pains, which actually completely derailed my life in many ways. And then I discovered Chinese medicine. And Chinese medicine has got the most incredible aspect to it, which is self-care. And self-care is something that we're all talking about now. Many of us do it, but many of us don't know that Chinese medicine has got this huge, great aspect, which will help you so much. It will help relieve any issues of desperation, and it will help inspire you every single step of the way. So this podcast has come out of the second phase of my journey, which was as now a practicing Chinese doctor, helping hundreds and hundreds of people through my clinic. We then got COVID. And what happened in COVID was that I wanted to get into the hospitals to help people, but of course couldn't, because it wasn't Eastern practitioners they were looking for, it was Western ones. So what I decided to do was to go onto my live platform morning, noon and night and help anybody that was interested. And from that, an incredible community of people has now gathered itself and given me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonies that these practices and these techniques that I have been talking about now for over 20 years, they work, they will help you, they have helped me, they have helped them. And above all, it will keep you on track with your spiritual and physical developments as you go through life. So this podcast, Own Your Health by me, Katie Brindle, is here to inspire, it's here to entertain, and it's here above all to educate. It is to teach you episode after episode of every single thing that you could possibly do, covering a vast array of health concerns, from sleep to menopause, to weight loss, to hair loss, to sweats, to skin, to any kind of amazing information and tidbits that you can amaze and entertain your friends with over dinner parties. And you can say to them, did you know that you can do this instead of that? I didn't know that, they will say, and you will amaze and entertain your friends as well as learn a thing or two for your own health as well. So join me in this phase of the journey. Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, here to help you. Please, if you have any information that you wish me to give you or you have any comments to make, put them in the comments below and we will do everything we can to help you on your health journey. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today is Q&A day. So we're going to be talking about all sorts of interesting topics today. But before we get onto that, I just want to first of all say, please do not forget to rate and review me on Apple Podcasts or follow me on Spotify because it helps me help you. Now, also, before we get started on this very exciting Q&A, I just would like to talk to you about Dr. Vegan, which is one of my favourite supplement brands and I'm very happy to be working with on this podcast. Now, what I love about Dr. Vegan is their supplements are vegan, obviously, as the name explains. Secondly, the packaging is completely biodegradable. And thirdly, they don't use any nasties or chemicals in any of their products. So they give you a very, very high quality of product with, and they've really thought through all the other aspects of selling the products to you. So you as the customer are not thinking, I need to put this in recycling or I need to start thinking about what else is in this product. Also, they have a very, very high customer testing. Over 100,000 people are now using these Dr. Vegan products and talking about them at length and in a very, very positive way. So do please pop over to their website and have a look. And very excitingly, off your first order, if you wish to order, you can put in the code BRINDLE25 and guess what? You'll receive 25% off. Very nice indeed. So do have a little look at the Dr. Vegan website. The products which I'm particularly excited about are these ones here, because I know that often you'll go over there and you'll see loads of different things. Oh my God, where do I start? So some of the ones that I've used to great effect is Hair Saviour. I think this is a fab product. MenoFriend, which I've recommended to loads and loads and loads of people. This is a brilliant product, tried and tested by thousands and thousands of menopausal ladies, all agreeing with me. Another one here, which I like a lot, which actually I gave to my daughter during her A-levels and seemed to work under great stress, which was Stay Calm, which is for managing stress and anxiety. And another one that I've liked a lot is the Gutworks, which has got 50 billion live cultures in it. So those are four which I have personally used myself or prescribed to people sort of in my close environment or to my clients, and everyone's fed back to me personally saying how good they think they are too. But if you pop over to their website, use Brindle25, you'll see for yourself. So So back now to the Q&A, which is one of my favourite topics when I'm talking to you about here, because it's taking up your questions and giving you some really helpful answers, I hope. So the first one has come from Sarah Miros. She says she has a huge scar from her appendix removal. So will the sculptor help loosen the inside tissue and attachments? Yes, in summary, the answer is. And I would very much be using the slightly serrated edge as well. So what I would be doing with the sculptor is kind of sculpting sort of laterally across the body, sort of sweeping diagonally as if you were following the contours of the ribs, like kind of swooshing down like this, zhung zhung, like that. But as well as the sculptor, I would then go on and use a slightly finer tool, which is the Body Restorer, which for those of you listening on audio only is a very kidney-shaped metal tool with quite a fine rounded edge on the side. Now, this is called the Body Restorer because it's basically a body gua sha tool. And it's very good for sort of getting into the nitty-gritty. So really what I would be doing is using the sculptor first and then going into the gua sha tool afterwards and just really doing fine little gua sha movements like this, just gently, gently, gently over the affected area itself. It will take a little while to break down, but it will work. As well as gua sha, which means press stroke, which is where you literally press the tool and stroke it across the area, there's another way that you can use this tool, which we call plucking the thorn. And plucking the thorn is literally imagining that there's a thorn attached kind of where that scar is, and you want to sort of press the tool just to the side of it and pluck the thorn out as if literally you were removing it with the tool like that, so plucking it out. Don't be concerned if you get sort of deep red, because it's likely to come up red because the scar is likely to appear because there's stagnation under the surface. Always make sure that you stay comfortable with what you're doing. If it starts to go red, just stop and then have a go the next day. Don't do gua sha or do plucking the thorn if the red is still there from the day before. Let it all go completely and then do it again. And if you're not sure, you can always message me and send me a picture. One other thing that's also really good for, she's reaching across to her little bag of tools here, for scar tissue is this, which is called a 7-star hammer. So it's a little plastic hammer that I'm wiggling around for those listening. And it's brilliant. So once you've done the sculptor and the gua sha, you can then just take the little hammer and you go tuck, 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 like that. Just hammer, hammer, hammer. It's teeny tiny. It's very lightweight. It's plastic with a teeny tiny little head at the top with seven tiny little sort of star needles in it. Always make sure that you disinfect them beforehand. I will always recommend you use colloid silver to do that, but you can get little disinfectant wipes that will work just as well and dry it afterwards. But basically just tap it over the scar itself and it will start to really break down the tissue. So it's a very useful little tool. A lot of people get put off the second 7-star hammer because it just kind of think, oh my God, it's got teeny tiny little pinpricks at the top. So it's not the starting tool by a large extent. But if you've got a scar, I worked on my C-section scar using this and it totally worked. And eventually it went entirely, which was a wonderful thing. So that's you. Now, then Alison Holden emailed in and she was told by her doctor that she was presenting with lymphedema. She says she has swelling around her left ankle and her calf can become swollen. She guesses from fluid pooling, especially around the ankle. Warm weather, flying, being on her feet for long periods can worsen this. And you remember that he tested what type by pressing into the right limb, and fortunately the imprint from his thumb reverted back to normal rather than staying inverted. She practices legs up against the wall, and that helps. She also says that I have always experienced heavy legs after being on my feet for longer periods, even as a younger person, and she's now 59. So how can she improve this? She's been to see her doctor, which is the first thing that I would say. You have to see your doctor for lymphedema. You must always consult your doctor for anything that I discuss here. If you're not sure, always please consult your GP. Now, this is basically in Chinese medicine a condition of the spleen primarily, and then the kidneys. So both of those organs have responsibility to the fluids in your body. But when we're dealing with kind of heavy legs, lymphedema, and any kind of sort of swelling of the lower legs, that is immediately the first organ we go to is the spleen. Now, the other telltale sign in this is that you've said even when you were younger, you used to get heavy legs from standing up. And if you get fatigued and heavy legs from standing up, immediately spleen. The spleen energy is about upright energy. It's about being able to stand. It's about being able to be up and keeping everything up. And the spleen is also responsible for the transformation and transportation of fluids around the body. So if fluids are pooling, it's because the spleen isn't transporting them correctly. Also, lymph, which is part of very much the condition of lymphedema, is also managed by the spleen. So the minute that everything's starting to pool and get held down in the lower body and it's not being lifted up properly and you've got heavy legs from when you were younger, it sounds to me like your spleen isn't doing very well and it needs a little bit of support. Now, the kidneys also get whipped up into this condition as well. And this is because the kidneys are very much responsible for fluid water. They're the water element. They're responsible, anything to do with water in the body, the kidneys. The kidneys are also very much responsible for fluid metabolism in the body and just ensuring that fluids are, once they've been processed and once the lymph has kind of filtered everything through the lymph glands, that they then go through a further processing through the kidneys and then end up in the bladder and getting excreted out through the water passages of the body. So the kidneys are the secondary organ, but really it's the spleen that we need to look at. Now, what do we do? Because the thing is, by the time it started to reach lymphedema, things like gua sha and body sculpting are contraindicated, so you can't do it. But there is a really lovely tool that you can use, which is the soft body brush. She says, reaching across. All the tools are here. It's fantastic. Now, for those listening, this is basically, it just looks like a long-handled body brush, which is exactly what it is. But the thing about this particular body brush is it's really, really soft. Okay, because the thing about the spleen is that spleen energy, which is controlling this problem, and I believe what the root of the problem is, likes tenderness and gentleness. It doesn't like to be prodded and poked and scraped and bullied and sort of like forced into doing lots of things. It's not that organ. It's a soft, gentle organ. It just likes to be soothed and comforted and caressed. And this is the product to do it. So what we do is, I know everyone out there, when they talk about lymphatic drainage, always talks about going up towards the heart. But I do it differently, because the thing about the lymph is that lymph flows through fascia, and also so does energy. So, but the energy controls everything in the body. Energy is everything. Energy, or qi, commands blood, and blood in turn commands lymph and fluids and everything else. Okay, so you've got to go to the root, and this is where I sort of part company with other experts. Now, again, intention ultimately will also control everything. So if you set your mind to the fact you're going to clear your lymph, you can do whatever you like, and it will probably work if your intention is strong enough. But let's go by the book, okay? So what, and this is safe. So what you do is, the other thing to do is, energy flows in spirals. So when normally people body brush, they kind of scrub away at their body, going towards the heart, pressing like one direction, like scrub, 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 and often with quite a ruthless brush. Now, that's other things for that. But when you're dealing with lymph issues, instead of that, what you want to do is you want to be going in soft circles. Like this. So for those listening, I'm sort of doing round and round the garden like a teddy bear kind of motion, that sort of thing. Okay, so everyone knows what that is. And what we're doing with the lymph is, you want to basically go down the outside of the legs and up the inside of the legs. And you want to go all the way down in these gentle strokes, spiral, 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 all the way down in one direction, all the way down over the top of the feet, and then come all the way up. Now, by doing so, you're commanding the energy, and in turn, the energy is commanding the physical body. And ultimately, you end up back in the lymph glands, because the lymph nodes are down in the groin area of the body. So that's the first area. Now, the other area I'd recommend is to go around the abdomen. So you want to be going round in a clockwise direction around the abdomen. Circle, 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 circle. So we're just going round in tiny little round around the gardens, all around the abdomen in a clockwise direction. Slowly, gently. Smile on your lips like Mona Lisa, breathe nice and slowly. And then last but by no means least, the other thing that I would recommend you do is take the brush, start around the armpit. So just lift your arm up and then spiral down at the side of the breast tissue and then just sweep into the abdomen. So you're sort of sweeping across the rib cage, effectively avoiding the breast area. And so that you want to go in that area as well, and do this a lot. Okay, because this is going to really, really help support the spleen. Now, the other thing that I would then also suggest you do is download my free spleen fact sheet, which we will give you the link after this episode, and have a look at all the information there as well, because there's a lot of other things that I can tell you to do to support your spleen, which, if I go into this podcast too long, I'll bore everyone else senseless. But all of that information is available free on the website. Now, for the kidneys are the secondary organ which is responsible for this. So again, there's a free kidney fact sheet which will help you. But one of the most important things for your kidneys is to keep your body warm, especially your lower belly. Okay, so one of the things that I like to recommend, because this helps the spleen as well, is to wear a kidney warmer. They're very, very useful. You can get them easily online. They're not expensive. And if you don't fancy wearing a kidney warmer, the other thing I recommend is wearing a vest. It sounds a bit boring, but I wear like the Sweaty Betty ones, which are these sort of bamboo vests, which kind of also work like kind of bras as well. They're quite handy and they stay in place and they look like a nice little layer when you're wearing clothes. So they're quite a useful thing. So there's various different options there. And last but by no means least, please, please, please ensure that you are wearing slippers or flip-flops, because this episode's being broadcast kind of, we're going to the height of summer, and loads of people wander around with bare feet, my kids included, and we've got stone floors at my house, and I go absolutely nuts at them. So please ensure that you're keeping your feet warm at all times, okay? It's really important. So now we move on to Lara. So poor Lara says that her daughter has chronic fatigue syndrome and she'd be extremely grateful if I could provide any recommendations for this, as it's much overlooked and increasingly common. And you are absolutely right. So chronic fatigue, she says, just taking a little drink here, because I've got a bit of a cough at the moment, everyone. So I'm just kind of making sure that my voice is all right. Hang on. Okay, so chronic fatigue, interestingly, is the flip side of lymphedema. So we were just saying that it was spleen first, kidneys second. Now, actually, with chronic fatigue, it's the same organs the other way around for different reasons. So in this instance, it's the kidneys first, followed by the spleen. Ah, why? Well, interesting. That the kidneys are responsible for many different aspects in the body's health. And the kidneys are responsible for energy. They're the batteries of the body. And they literally are like a mobile phone needing to be charged up. Now, in the olden days, which I'm not necessarily were good old days, because often they were not, but one of the things that we used to have was a slower pace, and we used to have a lot more nature, and we used to be outside much more in nature as well. OK, and this is one of the main problems living in the 21st century, is that we've been removed from nature. We have what I like to call, and I think other people call it this too, although I've been saying this for a while, so I don't know who nicked it off who. But anyway, so I like to call it nature deficit disorder, which is what I think we have. Everyone's looked up and go, we like that. OK, I know, I've been saying that for years, but we have nature deficit disorder and we need nature. We come from nature. We've evolved in nature where there were trees to protect us from excess weather. So when people talk about sun cream and sun damage, I'm thinking, well, when we all lived under trees, kind of that sort of sorted itself out, really. But anyway, we've kind of cut a lot of the trees down now. So basically, it's normal to be in offices. It's normal to be on, I'm broadcasting this from London, so I've come here on a tube. It's normal to go on the tube and there is no atmosphere at all, no breath, no energy frequency coming in. Our food is not as strong as it used to be. Our expectations of a day of activity is much greater than it used to be. And ultimately, the price for all of this is your kidneys, because they are responsible for the batteries and they need charging. And what we're doing to them is we're depleting them. We might maybe get to a park, we might exercise at the weekends, but on a daily basis, are we outside in nature all day long? Most of us are not. OK, and actually, most of us, even me included, and I know this stuff, I don't go out in nature all day, every day. I go out in nature as much as I possibly can. But on a day like today, that hasn't really happened because I've been on the move, I'm doing different things, and everyone's the same. Now, then if you couple to the fact that we have nature deficit disorder, and then often we're buying processed food because we don't have time to cook from scratch and we're not growing our food from scratch, we're not sort of all owning allotments and growing with vegetable patches, you know, far from it. Again, I'm in London, so, you know, lunch today, I went to Itsu, not naming and shaming, I love Itsu, but, you know, was I involved in the supply chain of where that food came from? No. I'm trusting the fact that the food they're giving me is nutritious and as healthy as it can be, but is it as good as me cooking from scratch at home? Possibly not. So the reality is that the reason why chronic fatigue and conditions like general sort of muzzy headed, lightheaded, energy slumps in the afternoon, just feeling exhausted when you wake up, is because the organs are starting to get deficient because the batteries are not working properly. Now, coupled with this is the spleen. The spleen is also responsible for the muscles of the body. It's responsible for transportation and transformation of food and fluids around the body, for the metabolism. It's responsible for ensuring that the body has physical energy at its disposal that it can then use. And if the spleen isn't being nourished correctly by good diet, regular patterns of lifestyle, kind of living a bit like a dog, where you like to do the same thing at the same time every day, which is what dogs definitely like doing. They love a routine. We humans don't tend to live in routines very much anymore. Most days are radically different from each other. Whereas again, in the old days, we tended to live very much more routine-based, and it's not good for the spleen. And therefore, you put all of that lot together and we start to get tired and we start to get chronic fatigue. So what do? Well, the first thing is try and bring nature into your house. So if you can't get out into nature, you've got to bring nature in. So obviously use a lot of house plants as much as you can. I also like to use a product called Briv, which again is a product which I really, really love. Basically, what Briv does is it belts out the equivalent of 3,000 house plants into the room. And it also filters all the impurities out of the room at the same time. So it's a one-off investment piece, but once you've got it in place, it really feels like you're walking into a rainforest when you walk into the room. And in my tiny little flat in London, I've got two Brivs, one in my bedroom, one in my living room. So when I'm asleep and when I'm resting, I've got nature coming into my body. And when I'm doing meditation practices and deep breath work, I make sure I've got a Briv right next to me. The other thing is I will pay very close attention to my food. I will try and pay attention to if I've got busy routines and busy days the next day, that I'm ensuring that I've thought through my food, I've got food with me, that I've gone to places where I find the food is as reputable as it can possibly be. And I work and eat within seasons and try and make sure that I'm eating as best as I possibly can. Now, that information is also very readily available on the fact sheet on my website. We've got all sorts of fact sheets for the spleen, for the kidney, and for chronic fatigue that will help you. And one of the best things that I can suggest to anybody with this condition, aside from looking at the organs of kidney and spleen, is also to try and have a nap in the afternoon. Having a rest in the middle of the afternoon is one of the best things you can do to charge up your kidneys. After the nap, which is absolutely a bit of a non-negotiable, should I say, is practicing Qigong. Practicing Qigong is incredible for strengthening up the kidney energy. So do, if you possibly can, try and join me on the Healing Circle, which is on my website. You can join that as a monthly subscription. If you can't do that, then on Instagram, under the Instagram subscription, I do a weekly Qigong class there as well. But try and follow me doing Qigong. I do it with you. I teach it 3 times a week, and I also do healing meditations as well. And all of that is really, really helpful. And last but by no means least is the healing sounds. Chanting is really, really, really powerful for strengthening up the energy of the body. Okay, it is unbelievably powerful, and people don't really chant that much. Now, we used to. When we used to go into temples of any religion, chanting is very much part of it. Chanting, praying, incantations, this was all part of religious practice. Now, religious attendance in the UK has plummeted in the last 100 years. Not trying to sort of say the wrong thing here, but basically, just again, if we just Google it, you will see that religious attendance in the UK has gone from whatever it was this time 100 years ago to not that much. So as a general population, people are not going into religious temples as much as they used to, and therefore are unlikely to be chanting as much as they used to. But it's actually a very, very important practice to do. It doesn't have to be religious. It can be if you wish it to be, but you can find chants, things like the healing sounds that I talk about. There's a podcast on them, or even just chanting Om is an incredibly useful chant to do. So what I would recommend is Back to Mindfulness Bell We Go, and for the grand total of £2 a year. James is about to play it. Your phone every 15 minutes. And when you hear that, you can Om. And if you just do that once or twice a day, that will already start to make a massive difference. So those are the advice that I would give you, Lara, for your lovely daughter. And do please let me know if that's helped and if I can help any further. We've got a few wonderful comments from people who've written in, which I'd love to share with you. The gorgeous Victoria Woodall, a dear friend, so I'm not going to pretend she's someone I don't know, because I do know her. But nonetheless, I didn't know she'd written this, so thank you. She would love to hear the equivalent for what fire types always do. Now, this was in relationship to a recent episode where we were talking about what to do with people who moan a lot. And Victoria wanted to know, well, what about fires? Now, fires, interestingly, because it's all about her. Fire people, they like to be appreciated. So they like to be appreciated and congratulated and told how wonderful they are. So basically, I actually phoned Victoria about this because she messaged me about it. And in fairness, she does have my number. So I left her a voicemail on purpose. So not a voice, a voice memo, sorry. And I said, this is what you do for fires. And she said she's going to keep this voicemail for the rest of her life. And she's going to play it to herself whenever she needs this, because I basically adored her. And I did this. I went, Victoria, you're amazing. Oh my God, Victoria, you're so incredible. I love you so much. You're so brilliant. You're so good. Oh my God, you're so great. Oh, thank you so much. You're so fantastic. I don't know, what would we do without you? You're so brilliant. Honestly, that post you put up recently, it was so good. So good. Honestly, I loved it. It was amazing. Only you could do something as fantastic as that. You are just fantastic. I just love you so much. You just carry on being you. You just, you're just so wonderful. You're so amazing. There. And she loves it. But you know what, guys? We've all got fire inside us and we all like a little bit of everyone likes attention and everyone likes appreciation. And there is a saying in Chinese medicine, which is where the attention goes, the energy flows. And we all need to receive energy. Because if we're getting tired and deficient, we're feeling a bit bad about ourselves. If you're someone telling you how marvellous you are, you don't have to be, you know, an Oscar-winning actor in order to basically be shown appreciation. So if you've got people around you and they're feeling a bit blue, show them some appreciation. Really, really do. In fact, another one, actually, just... I'll wrap up in a second. But Trevor Goodlab was on an earlier episode of this where we were talking about behaviour with dogs because he's a dog's behaviourist. Now, he is another fire type, which I don't mind sharing. And Trevor loves... being appreciated. And recently he came around, and I don't mind sharing this, and he won't mind. He came around with his husband, Roy, and he was really upset. I went, what's happened? And he went, Roy just isn't appreciative anymore. And I said, what's happened? He said, well, he used the wrong tone of voice and he said the wrong thing at the wrong time in the wrong tone. And they ended up having a massive argument about it. Now, because I'm a therapist, I, of course, know exactly how to use the right tone at the right time in the right voice. And so, of course, I immediately started appreciating Trevor, and he's immediately, his mood lifted and he was so much happier. And I said, there you go, Roy, that's how it's done. So everybody needs a bit of appreciation. You don't just need to be a fire to be appreciated. It will lift each other's mood. So perhaps after this podcast, the very next person that you see or that you're listening to or you're talking to, or even yourself, why don't you try it for yourself to show yourself a little bit of appreciation? Say, well done me. Well done me. Aren't I good? And if you start going, well, I'm not that good, and don't start going into the negative narrative. Just override it and saturate it with positive appreciation. And I promise you, you will feel better. So thank you, Victoria, for making that all about you because you deserve it. And so does everyone else. A couple of other wonderful comments. Butterfly Healing says it's an absolutely fascinating podcast. Thank you for explaining, Buzzy. You're welcome, Butterfly Healing. And Sue, lovely Sue, says you love listening to this. More things to learn. So thank you all so much for joining me today. Do please review and rate me on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps me help you because it reaches a wider audience. And if anyone is on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, thank you. Please leave a comment and we will be only too happy to answer. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to listening and speaking to you next time.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.